Thanks, John, and welcome to all of you. It's great to look out and see a lot of familiar faces and a lot of people really committed to these issues that we're talking about. And I want to just stop first and thank Kara for, I think, really a lot of inspiring comments, I think helpful comments, and ideas that I think we can reflect on in the discussions this afternoon when we get into our three breakout groups. So you've given us a lot to think about, and thank you for that. I was privileged to be part of the group that went to Raleigh, and I think we came back inspired, not because Raleigh has all the answers, no one community does, but and clearly there's a significant difference in our community as being one where we have 19 separate school districts as opposed to one unified countywide district there. But we came back believing that that doesn't have to be a barrier to change here. We heard a lot of things, a lot of programs that they're doing there, a lot of policies, a lot of directions that we think fit into some of the kinds of things that Kara was talking about. And so we came back excited about some of what we learned in Raleigh, not because it's the silver bullet, but because we think there are a number of things going on there that can inform our discussions here. And you'll hear about some of that from the five folks that I'm about to introduce. I want to say that we came back both inspired and really excited by some of the potential, and also we were just pleased with the hospitality that we received down there. Why in the world should the southern community care about us northerners up here struggling with the problems we're dealing with? But they really took our issues and our problems on as theirs and really kind of began to own our problems and really committed 3 days of very intensive discussions down there that were very helpful to us, and we were appreciative. We, in turn, with the support of the Community Foundation, wanted to invite these folks back here, and out of the 70-plus people that we met with, these five that are here today, we felt really best represented the kinds of ideas and the ability to help inspire our community, and so we're really thrilled that they agreed to come here. I think their only concern was, John alluded to it, are we going to be able to give them snow-free weather in November? And I guaranteed them that they would, and I've kept my fingers crossed every day since then. So thank God for good weather. But thank you all for being here. You've got their introduction, their bios in your packet, so I'm not really going to go into any real detail other than to quickly say a brief word about each of them. And as I'm talking, you all might want to come up and inhabit your stools, because then they're going to start talking to us. Bill Fletcher is really brings up a significant business perspective, a very caring attitude about that all kids can learn. He has brought that kind of perspective to the school board. He's been a member of the school board twice over recent years and is one of the current members who really brought a real sensitivity, both from a somewhat conservative business perspective, but also a very caring perspective. And I think he'll have some things to say that will be very helpful to us here today. Travis Mitchell. Travis is a product of the Raleigh school system, graduating from the Raleigh system a few years ago. He has worn multiple hats. He's a business person. He has come back to Raleigh to really head a group called Communities and Schools, which is really an advocate for strong public schools in the area. And somehow he also finds time to be a part-time minister. I don't know how he juggles all these balls, but he's really kind of a Renaissance man, and I think you'll hear some really interesting perspectives from him. Steve Parrott is a career businessman who has been involved in the trenches from the business perspective over the years, but in about 4 or 5 years ago sort of made a career change and became the CEO of a group called Wake Effectiveness or Wake Education Partnership, which really represents the business community. It was established to help create a business engagement around education issues in the Raleigh area. They have been advocates for strong public schools in the community. And Steve really has been a very effective spokesman both in that area, and we've been impressed with what he's had to say in the discussions that we've had with him. So delighted to have Steve here. Christine Kushner is a longtime policy analyst and committed school district person. She has been involved in PTAs and a variety of advocacy kind of positions in the Raleigh area, and is currently the president of the school board in Raleigh at a time when they are dealing with many multiple issues, both of change and of at the same time representing the historical commitment to some of the issues that that relate to diversity and so on. She's a strong proponent of diverse schools, and you'll hear about that in her comments. And finally, Kevin Hill. Kevin has really been, he's been a number of things in the school district. He's been a teacher, he's been a principal, he has been a teacher at the North Carolina State University, and is also currently a member of the school board. And I want to particularly acknowledge Kevin's role. He has been really very critical and helpful to us in terms of creating the two-way partnership between Raleigh and Rochester in terms of helping set up the meetings that we had down there, and also facilitating this engagement here today and bringing the five folks here. So just join me in providing a warm northern welcome to our southern visitors, who clearly showed us